Well, who doesn't like Charlie Brown, huh? Good question, huh? Who doesn't like Charlie Brown? There are some that don't. This year, apparently, the message is somewhat controversial of reading Luke chapter 2, the story of the birth of Jesus. You may have heard that in the news, a school district that had a hard time with that. And it's not surprising in an increasingly secular society that more and more people that are not Christians are offended by the Christian message. But is that anything new? Is that something that just kind of happened here recently in the United States? It isn't anything that was new. In fact, if you go back to the very first Christmas that the children were just talking about, it was controversial at that time, this baby being born in a manger. As they told the story, the baby was born in a manger. But then the king of the land wanted to kill that baby. And Jesus grew up and he became a man and he went about doing good and he taught about peace and mercy and grace and forgiveness. And he healed people and he brought people the good news of the kingdom of God. And he fed the poor and he taught them truth of how to live in peace with one another. And what happened was, the religious leaders of that day sought to kill him. And they did kill him. He was put to death. So yes, the message of who Jesus is and the message of Jesus Christ has always been controversial. And this is something that is not new in our society. The story that you saw on the screen, many of you have seen Charlie Brown Christmas many times over. 1965 is when it was made. And Charlie Brown asked that question, well, what is Christmas all about? And this time of year, there are all sorts of Hallmark specials and all sorts of songs that are urging us to find the true meaning of Christmas. And Charlie Brown begins in this cartoon by saying, something must be wrong with me. He said, I'm depressed. I don't feel the way that I'm supposed to feel. He knew that he should be happy at Christmas time, but he wasn't happy. He felt depressed. Something was missing from his Christmas. Everyone else was happy, or at least they seemed to be happy. They were joyful, and they were talking down to him that he was a wet blanket. And everybody seemed to be happy, but what were they placing their happiness in? Lucy, of course, talks to him, and she dispenses some advice at a nickel apiece. Of course, she was a psychiatrist, and she was real excited about getting the nickels in her coin jar. And what she finally concluded Charlie Brown's problem was that he needed a cause. He needed involvement. If he would get involved in Christmas, then he would be happy. So she ropes him into directing the Christmas play. That really, she wasn't really worried about his happiness. She just wanted a body to fill that job. And so he said, yeah, I'll do the job. But then she says, you know, Charlie Brown, I can relate to what you're saying because I get depressed every Christmas too. And the reason I get depressed is because I never get what I want for Christmas. All I get is clothes and bicycles and toys and all sorts of things, but I never really get what I want. And Charlie Brown says, well, what do you really want for Christmas? And she said, real estate. That would be a great one, yeah. Get some real estate for Christmas. And then there's his dog, Snoopy. He comes upon his dog, and Snoopy is putting these lights on his doghouse and hands him this piece of paper that says, the true meaning of Christmas, money, money, money. And Snoopy was entering a contest for the Christmas display, and Charlie Brown's response is, oh, even my dog has gone commercial. And his little sister comes up to him and says, help me write a letter to Santa so I can tell him what I want for Christmas. She wasn't able to write, apparently, and she's dictating to him, and she's saying all the things that she wants. And finally she says, and if it's too much trouble, Santa, just send money in tens and twenties. And Charlie Brown's response is, oh, no, even my little sister, they've gotten to my little sister. So everyone is happy, it seems, but they're looking at the wrong thing to make them happy at Christmas time. You know, everybody wants something out of Christmas. We all do, don't we? We want something for Christmas. But what if what you want for Christmas and what you get for Christmas are not the same thing? Has that ever happened to you? Oh, yeah. It's happened to every one of us. We wanted one thing for Christmas and we got another. And you know what? Life is like that sometimes. We want one thing out of life and we don't get it. And we become disappointed with life just like we can become disappointed with Christmas. When I was in high school, I was a football player and I wanted to play college football. In my senior year, I racked my knee and my football career was over. So my life took a turn. I didn't get what I wanted out of life. What did you want out of life that you never got? Did you want to be taller? Did you want to be more popular? Did you want more hair? Did you want that career that eluded you? You didn't get into the school. You didn't get the part in the play. You didn't make the team. You didn't marry that one person. What was it that you wanted out of life that you didn't get? All of us can look at something. And Charlie Brown's problem was the same. He wanted something out of Christmas and it wasn't getting there. He wasn't finding what he wanted out of Christmas. Everybody else thought they had what they wanted out of Christmas, which was presents and money and all the things that the kids talked about. It's too easy for us to focus upon those things, and Charlie Brown did. And everybody wants something out of Christmas and out of life, but we get something else. And why is that? You know, when Charlie Brown was talking to his little sister, and she said, tell Santa to send money in 10s and 20s. And he says, what is wrong with you? And she says, all I want is my fair share. We all want our fair share out of life, don't we? We think that getting something is going to be our fair share. But why don't we get what we want out of life? It's very, very simple. We live in an imperfect world, right? This world isn't set up to meet all of our needs, and we live in a world that is broken and imperfect. And the thing that causes that imperfection is a little more serious than not getting what you want for Christmas. The thing that causes that imperfection is the same thing that causes wars and divorce and child abuse and terrorism and all the horrible things. The same thing that disappoints us is the same thing that causes all of those, and it is what the Bible calls sin. Now, that's not a popular message at Christmas Eve, but that is what the message of Christmas is all about. How is the sin problem taken care of? Charlie Brown decides that he's going to get a tree, and he goes out with Linus to the tree lot, and everybody told him to get an aluminum tree because they wanted one that was really shiny. And he goes to the lot, and all the trees that are there are fake except for one little real tree. And Linus said, I didn't even know they still made them out of wood. So he takes that scrawny tree and he comes back, and like you saw, then he's a blockhead and everybody thinks he's such an idiot for bringing this little tree back. And he says, I guess I don't really know what Christmas is all about. Can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about? Does anyone know? And that's when Linus quotes from that famous scene that has become somewhat controversial, I guess, the story of good news. But the angel said to them, to the shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. This is good news. Christmas is good news. It is supposed to be about joy. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby lying in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. This is good news for all people. The baby who came on Christmas morning, this is good news for you, for each and every person who's here. We all like good news, don't you? When you get a phone call from your spouse or your friend and they say, hey, I got good news. Oh, tell me what it is. We like to hear good news. This is good news. In fact, this is the best news at all, because he says a Savior has been born for you. A Savior. What does that mean? I guess A Savior, well, He saves. We need to be saved from something. A Savior is one who rescues us. And what does He rescue us from? Like the angel who told Matthew before the baby was born, "You will call His name Jesus because He will save His people from their sins." The name Jesus means the Lord is salvation. He rescues people. He saves people from their sin. Do we need to be rescued? Yes. Each and every one of us, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Any amount of sin is enough to keep us out of heaven, and we're all born into it, and we all sin, and we're all lost apart from a Savior. You know what's in the news here recently? Chipotle? What does it have to do with anything? E. coli? And businesses down. I like Chipotle, and I'm not a huge fan, but I don't hate Chipotle either. But I'm just telling you what the truth is. They serve food that was contaminated with E. coli, and a lot of people got sick, and some die. So if someone gives you a burrito, and they say, "Oh, it has all of these fresh ingredients, a little bit of E. coli," but don't worry about that. Because everything else is fresh and clean, but it's got a little bit of E. coli. Would you eat it? Of course not. In the same way, our lives are contaminated by this thing called sin, and any amount of sin is enough to keep us from heaven. And they said, "This Savior is born who is Christ the Lord. He is Messiah. He is the Lord." The good news is about a person, and the person is Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. And the angel said to Joseph, "Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, that behold, a virgin will be with child and shall bear a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. God came to earth to bring, as it says, glory to God in the highest, peace among men with whom He is pleased. Christ came to bring peace. Why do we need peace? What is the opposite of peace? Conflict, hostility, division, fighting. The opposite of peace is antagonism, all of these things, and that's what was between us and God. And how is that removed? You know that when there is antagonism between you and another person, and you're not talking and maybe you're fighting, how are you going to reconcile? Someone has to remove that barrier between the two of you. Something has to be resolved. And with the story of the good news, Jesus resolved it. He broke down the barrier by taking our sin upon Himself. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That in our place. In March of 2003, Sergeant Brad Courthouse of the United States Marine Corps died for you. I knew this young man. He died in the Euphrates River, swimming across to set up a perimeter of safety and security for his fellow Marines. And when they found him a couple of days later at the bottom of the Euphrates River, he was holding his weapon like this. He died for you. He didn't know your name. He didn't know anything about you. But we all know the stories of military men and women who die for their country so that we might be free. And Jesus knew you, and even though He knew you, He still died for you. He knew all about your sin, and He knew all about your foibles, and He still died for you. So, what is Christmas all about? Good news. Baby born in a manger, but what is the meaning of that? He came as a Savior to save us from our sins, that we would have peace with God. Now, the peace is not automatic. We have to respond by faith, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and then not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. We're all about gifts and presents on Christmas. God is extending to you a gift, and that gift is accepted by faith. So what is Christmas all about? It is about a gift. is that about it is about a gift that is given to you by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I invite you to accept that gift this morning, this evening, rather. So, before we sing Silent Night, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, I want you to be at peace with God. I want God's peace to rest upon you. And the way for you to do that is by faith, by trusting in Him, and trusting in Him right where you sit, and in your heart, acknowledging that, yes, I'm not at peace with God, but I want to be. Jesus, You are my Savior and my Lord. You are the one who died in my place, and I ask for Your forgiveness. Would you pray with me, please? Father, we thank You for the incredible ways that You make the gospel known in our culture through cartoons written by a man who knew You, a man who trusted in Christ as Savior when he was a young man, and portrayed for us in this cartoon what the real meaning of Christmas is. And so we pray, Father, that anyone in this room who is coming face to face with that news that is good this evening, the gospel, the good news of great joy, that peace can be had by faith in Christ, that right now where they sit, they would say to You, Father, forgive me, for I am a sinner. But thank You for the good news. Thank You for the gift of eternal life, bought and paid for by One who loved me and gave His life for me. Thank You that I can have peace within, and peace with others, and peace with You by trust and faith in the Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. About that night in which Jesus was born, and we're going to light the Christ candle. Once again, be careful as the flames are tilted. Tilt your unlit candle toward you. But we sing this song that tells of the birth of Christ and the peace that He brought. My hope and my prayer is that you are at peace with Him.
at the side, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly host sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. Dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Father, we thank you for the peace that was brought to this world when Christ, who is our peace, came. The baby in a manger who was God himself would live and die on our behalf that we might understand what Christmas is all about. May we not tomorrow celebrate a day, a date on a calendar, a tree, a white Christmas, or a present. But may we celebrate the person of Jesus Christ, the eternal life that he brings, and the peace that is ours in him. For these things we pray in his precious and holy and peaceful name. Amen. As you leave this morning, this evening, we need an evening service, I guess. Merry Christmas to all of you, and please take a moment sometime to look at the back of your program. We'd like to have you back at Valley Bible Church and maybe call this your church home and church family. We've got lots of opportunities and ministries for the whole family, so would you please stand? God's peace to all of you, and Merry Christmas, and you can say to me, Merry Christmas. Go in God's peace.